Second Chronicles, Chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Now it came to pass, when the kingdom was established to him, that he slew his servants that had killed the king his father. But he slew not their children, but did as it is written in the law in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, "The fathers shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin." Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together, and made them captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, according to their fathers' houses, throughout all Judah and Benjamin, and he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men, able to go forth to war, that could handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of God to him, saying, "O king, let not the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with all the children of Ephraim. But if you will go, do it, be strong for the battle, but God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has power to help, and to cast down." And Amaziah said to the man of God, "But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel?" And the man of God answered, "The Lord is able to give you much more than this." Then Amaziah separated them, the army that had come to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. Therefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. And Amaziah strengthened himself, and led forth his people, and went to the Valley of Salt, and killed of the children of Seir 10,000. And another 10,000 left alive did the children of Judah carry away captive, and brought them unto the top of the rock, and cast them down from the top of the rock, that they all were dashed to pieces. But the soldiers of the army which Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell upon the cities of Judah, from Samaria even unto Beth Horon, and killed 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. Now it came to pass, after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense unto them. Therefore the anger of the Lord was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent unto him a prophet, who said unto him, "Why have you sought after the gods of the people, who could not deliver their own people out of your hand?" And it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said unto him, "Are you made the king's counselor? Stop, why should you be killed?" Then the prophet stopped, and said, "I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have done this, and have not hearkened unto my counsel." Then Amaziah king of Judah took advice, and sent to Josh, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, "Come, let us look one another in the face." And Josh king of Israel sent to Amaziah king of Judah, saying, "The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son as a wife,' and there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon, and trod down the thistle. You say, 'Lo, you have smitten the Edomites, and your heart lifts you up to boast, abide now at home, why should you meddle to your hurt, that you should fall, even you, and Judah with you?' But Amaziah would not hear, for it came of God, that he might deliver them into the hand of their enemies, because they sought after the gods of Edom. So Josh the king of Israel went up, and they looked one another in the face, both he and Amaziah king of Judah, at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and they fled every man to his tent. And Josh the king of Israel took Amaziah king of Judah, the son of Josh, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and the silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house, the hostages also, and returned to Samaria. And Amaziah the son of Josh king of Judah lived after the death of Josh son of Jehoahaz king of Israel 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, behold, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now after the time that Amaziah did turn away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent to Lachish after him, and slew him there. And they brought him upon horses, and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah.